If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1067, 6 Tips on How to Have a Productive Day at Work, by Lisa with digtofly.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host of the show, and I'm with you every single day reading posts from some of the best work-life blogs around. So without further ado, let's get into our post for this Saturday and start optimizing your life. 6 Tips on How to Have a Productive Day at Work, by Lisa with digtofly.com. Quote, "If you're having a bad day, get another one, and get it quick." End quote. Rissy Harris. We all have moments when we don't look forward to getting up and going to work. Maybe you never do. We wish we could lie in bed until our inner voice tells us it's time to rise and shine. But then reality comes crashing down with the most annoying beep or a song. The alarm clock goes off. We sigh, roll over, and reluctantly begin to get ready for the day. If you have a good work environment to go to, it makes this routine easier. If not, it represents the start of a series of challenges that you will be presented with throughout your day. Sometimes you are hired into a good work environment, and other times it's up to you to create one. So let's look at some things that you can do to have a good day at work every day. Number 1, make yourself the priority. Quote, "This above all, to thine own self be true." End quote. William Shakespeare. Start your day by doing something for you first. This reinforces that you are the most important person in your life. It doesn't have to take what you consider a lot of time. It can be anything that you enjoy, a hot shower, a quiet cup of coffee, 10 minutes of meditation, or some form of exercise. For me, it's a running, walking, stretching, Pilates, or elliptical workout. Try it and see for yourself the difference it will make in how you feel throughout your day. 2, get enough sleep. Quote, "He who sleeps half a day has won half a life." End quote. Karl Kraus. Getting enough sleep is essential to having a good day at work. Sleep provides relief from the previous day's stress and prepares your body to take on the next day's challenges. Crankiness, lethargy, irritability, unhealthy eating habits, and just plain being in a bad mood all come from being overtired. Being overtired can also make it hard to concentrate and maintain focus, skills you may need for the job. Feeling good at work starts by first feeling good, and feeling tired does not feel good. So many of us have become used to being tired that we don't even realize that we're not functioning optimally. I try to get the recommended 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Some of us will need more, and some of us will need less. If you feel refreshed and ready to take on the day's activities, you have had an adequate amount of sleep. Now, there are those times when your obligations may keep you from getting as much sleep as you need, but when that happens, try to take a short nap the next day, if possible, or go to bed earlier. 3, maintain a positive attitude. Quote, "A man is but the product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes." End quote. Mahatma Gandhi. It has been said that whatever you focus on the most, you tend to bring into your life, whether by choice or circumstance. So instead of falling victim to the negative attitudes that surround you in your workplace, make an effort to go against the grain and look for the good. Maybe your commute is short. Maybe you are paid well. Maybe your job is easy. Or maybe it's the fact that you have a job when so many in this economy don't. Whatever it is, be grateful for it. 4, reduce stress. Quote, "Stress is the physical and psychological effects we experience as a result of the way we react to changes in the surrounding environment." End quote. Pavel Stoyanov. Stress can be such an energy vampire. have enough of it, and you can feel like you have just run back-to-back marathons. Stress indicates that your life is out of balance in some way, physically, mentally, or emotionally. First, take some time to figure out why your life is out of balance. Are you worrying too much? Are you doing too much? Or are you feeling pressure from those around you? For me, I become stressed for all of the previous reasons. Exercising, meditating, journaling, or confiding in a friend all help to relieve it. 5. Do your job well. Quote, "Choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life." End quote. Confucius. If you are not carrying out your job duties well, you will be guaranteeing yourself a miserable work environment. You are there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to produce the results that your manager and/or clients want in the time frame that he or she wants them. Maintain open and frequent communication with your manager or client to make sure you are on track for achieving that goal. And 6, take breaks. Quote, "I still need more healthy rest in order to work at my best. My health is the main capital I have, and I want to administer it intelligently." End quote. Ernest Hemingway. It's important to take several breaks during the day. Taking a break can rejuvenate and prepare you for your upcoming tasks. I often take a morning, lunch, and afternoon break. If possible, try to leave your office or cubicle during your break, even if it is for a few minutes. There's something about getting out of the office that resets the soul. Here are some specific activities that you can do to rejuvenate yourself over your breaks. 1, go for a walk. 2, meditate. 3, chat with a coworker. 4, take a nap in the car. 5, go out for lunch with coworkers. 6, go out for ice cream or some other treat. 7, have lunch later in the day. It makes the day seem shorter. 8, play a game. I sometimes see coworkers throwing a football around in the parking lot. Or 9, read a book or listen to music. Most of us spend the majority of our waking hours at work. Being miserable at your place of work is no way to live. You are in control of your reaction to the circumstances of your life. If you want to have a good day at work, then create one. You just listened to the post titled 6 Tips on How to Have a Productive Day at Work by Lisa with digtofly.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And thanks so much to Lisa, who is the founder of Getting to Zen, which includes articles on personal development, enlightenment, consciousness, and awareness. And of course, a big thank you to Carl Stabe as well. He is the founder of DigToFly.com, where this post was published. A little bit about him. Carl helps entrepreneurs understand their struggles and then turn them into stepping stones. In 2010, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and then, just a year later, was laid off from his job. And while those were, of course, really difficult situations, he calls them blessings in disguise. That's because since then, he stopped doing work that doesn't fit with his passions and instead now focuses on things he truly cares about. Carl is the author of the book Bring Gratitude and has a lot to offer on his site, so please do check that out and show him some support. That's digtofly.com. And by the way, in case you're curious, digtofly means dig deep to fly high. And I have that linked in this episode's description for you. You can also check out Carl's podcast. It's called the Dig to Fly podcast, and you can get it wherever you get your audio. But that does it for today. I thank you so much for being a subscriber or follower of the show and sharing it with others when you get a chance, because all of that really helps us to keep this podcast going. So enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.